Those powerful tornadoes that ripped through parts of Arkansas, Texas, Iowa, and South Dakota yesterday. One left two dead in Nashville, Arkansas, when it struck a couple's mobile home late Sunday. Their baby survived. And in Van, Texas, about an hour east of Dallas, firefighters and sheriff's deputies are going house to house looking for survivors after a likely tornado struck before 9 o'clock last night. Van Zandt County Fire Marshal Chuck Allen told reporters today that at least 26 people were taken to the hospital. Many were missing, but now at least two of the missing have been reported dead. At least 30% of the town was damaged. Emily Wilson works at a local cafe and says the destruction is just widespread.
There's trees completely on top of houses, you know, that smashed them. And then there's things gone off of slabs where houses used to be. And there's just big balls of like trees and cars and stuff just wadded up.
Eric Assen is the digital news editor at KERA Dallas. He's been covering this story. And Eric, you know, that's a little bit of the sense. We've seen pictures, but you tell us more about what we're seeing in this small town.
Hi, Robin. Thanks for having me. The damage is extensive and it's dramatic. At that press conference this morning, we're learning that two people have been confirmed dead. There had been 10 missing. That is now down to 8. We don't know much about where they were found. The damage includes destroyed homes, damaged homes, power lines are down, roofs are blown off buildings, parts of roofs are blown off of schools. Mobile homes have been destroyed, and even houses on foundations have just been leveled. Trees uprooted and stop signs twisted and turned. The footage is dramatic, and this is a small town east of Dallas, so folks had to be transported quite far away to get medical help.
Yeah, really, just stunning. And as it is every time we see these tornadoes rip through these towns, was there warning?
There were storms going through North Texas all day yesterday, to the west of Dallas and to the east of Dallas, north, south, everywhere. We had tornado watches, tornado warnings, severe storm warnings. People were on alert all day long. I'm not aware of the specifics as to what was happening in Van, mm-hmm. as to whether sirens are going off at the moment, but there was definitely warning throughout the metro area as we had storms throughout the day with severe flooding in other parts of North Texas. What's interesting today, though, is in Van with the elementary school. The school district is a big concern right now. Schools have been closed. The elementary schools received some damage, as did the administration building.
Yeah, and we've seen also after tornadoes have gone through towns, of course, terrible, terrible stories of when this has happened, when school is in session, the children who've been killed, and people looking more closely at their elementary schools, seeing how to rebuild them if you are in a tornado area. But just in the few seconds we have, Eric, what's the forecast? Are there still tornadoes on the horizon?
We have storms continuing throughout the week. We've had several weeks of storms now, and storms are forecasted Tuesday through Sunday now throughout North Texas. The concern is that the ground is saturated, and that will cause a lot of flooding, including 12 inches of rain that fell to the south of Dallas overnight in Corsicana and Navarro County, including a lot of high water rescues and one death reported down there from flooding. So the rain will continue.
Yeah, we've seen dramatic footage of helicopter rescues as well. Quite something, and this rain will be coming as many people are homeless because of the storms. Eric Assen, a digital news editor at KERA in Dallas, Texas. Eric, thank you.
Thank you.